We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Cook and Joe Show, and obviously the big news of the day, or potential news of the day that we're monitoring, is whether Ben's going to practice. And if he doesn't, what happens? We're going to see Josh Dobbs start the game? Or would Mike Tomlin, if Ben's okay Sunday, just wake up and say, you know what, he's in? I think we both feel that would be the case, and that, frankly, he'd be crazy. If Ben says, I'm ready to go, and he's cleared by the doctors on Sunday, Ron, you'd be nuts not to play him, right?
I certainly would feel that way.
All right. I have a little bit of an offbeat topic for you, but I wanted to get your thoughts, and I wanted to express mine here on players like Ben, players of a position like that, and we see it in baseball all the time too, Ron, where you wonder if somebody is better off not going all out in a sporting event in certain situations. Peyton Manning used to sack himself, Ron, when he would feel the slightest bit of pressure. Some quarterbacks would never try to make a tackle, reasoning I'm too important to the team, and their coaches would tell them, don't do that. That you're risking our entire season. Now, last night in baseball, Jeff just mentioned it, Pedro Strop, who's been pitching great for the Cubs, really important player for them as they try to hang on here in the NL Central. They're a game and a half up. Joe Maddon, because he invented baseball, let this guy bat with the bases loaded, his closer, even though he had already pitched 1 2/3 innings. He wanted him to bat, then come in and close the game. Strope winds up hurting himself, pulling a hamstring. He's out for a couple weeks because he actually hustled on the base paths. So here's the quote I want to bring up from our talk with Ben, and then I want to talk to you about when is it maybe not smart to go all out in pro sports. Joe? Ben, a lot of quarterbacks, especially when they get older, Peyton Manning I'm thinking of, would want no part in a tackle on an interception return or a fumble return. In fact, Peyton, by the end of his career, was sacking himself if he felt pressure, which a lot of people said, hey, that's smart. I grew up in Buffalo watching Jim Kelly, and I loved his mentality, and I love your mentality, even if people might say that's insane. And what you did on that tackle on the Connor fumble, some people would say is crazy. Tell us what kicks in when that happens.
Never a thought. I mean, there's only one thought. Go make a play. Not one time in that moment did I think, don't try. Don't go do something. Don't make an effort. Give your defense, and Coach Tomlin says all the time, a blade of grass to defend, right? I mean, I couldn't have, if I would have looked at myself on film the next day and just stood there and watched that, or if it would have happened to someone else and another player on the team wouldn't have, like, tried to chase it down, I couldn't look at myself. I couldn't look at my teammates. Like, I want them to know that I'm out there 100% all the time, and people can say what they want about, well, you're crazy, what are you doing, you're the quarterback, you get hurt. That's not how I play the game. I play the game for my teammates and to go win it, and that's trying to make a winning play. So not one time in my mind did I second-guess myself as I was doing it or after. I'm, you know, just the way I am, I guess.
That is the way he is, and I have no problem with that, and I have no problem with Strope running it out last night. These guys are athletes. Sometimes you get hurt. But I remember, and I always disagreed with Ray Searidge about this. Remember a number of years ago, they kind of chastised Gerrit Cole,
yes,
for running hard to first base,
yes,
saying, we don't care about you running hard to first base. We want you to save your energy for the mound. Well, my point is, these are young professional athletes, seemingly in great shape. You mean you can't run hard for 30 yards, 90 feet? I can run hard to first base. I might die by the time I get there. But I just never got that. And, I mean, what's Tomlin always say? You can't be afraid to live in your fears. I mean, if I'm Strope, you know what? He got hurt. It happens sometimes. He could have got hurt pitching. I have no problem with that. I really don't.
I'm torn on it, Ron, and I'll tell you why. To watch Ben do that when Connor fumbled, who was it, Peppers who picked it up?
Yeah, he went head first, dove to tackle him.
I'm torn. I do lean on your side. I lean on the side of competitiveness. I love it when Joe Musgrove hustles down the first baseline. Ron, everyday players don't even hustle down the first baseline anymore
and
in baseball.
Shame on them for me.
Definitely shame on them. But if I had Max Scherzer, would you want him sliding to try and break up a double play? Things like that? I mean, there has to be somewhere, or is there, where you draw the line? There's other situations where do you want guys, especially analytics people will say, do you want Bryce Harper smashing into a wall in a 7-1 game to try and make a catch?
Well,
does that make sense?
I think you have to be smart, too. Running into the wall is a little different than running to first base trying to beat out
a play. It's not different than running headfirst into Jabril Peppers.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have expected Ben to do it any other way, and I think most – you said Jim Kelly you watched, he'd have done the same thing.
Sure, but I think most quarterbacks wouldn't. They might make a half-assed effort to get there. Most quarterbacks
maybe
would not do that.
Maybe.
So if you were a coach, what would your advice be to them?
Play the game. Play the game hard, and if you get hurt, you get hurt. I mean, guys get hurt all the time. I don't, you know, you have to, how do you pick your spots? I mean.
But you're saying pick your spots and be smart,
right? I'm not saying pick your spots. I'm maybe not running into a wall when you're ahead 7-1, but I think it's always good to run into first base or try to make a tackle. I have no problem with that.
So do I. And I remember when Gerrit Cole came up, it was refreshing, as it has been with Musgrove, to see a guy bust his rear end down the first baseline. And then they got to him. It feels like there's a culture, especially in Major League Baseball, of not hustling part of the time. And especially if you're a pitcher, you know, you get to a point where you don't have to do it. And that's why I also like that Musgrove slid the way he slid into Javier Baez in that game. But some people would say that's crazy.
Nah, see, I applaud him for that.
Me too. All right, let's get back to the Chiefs game, Ron. We are really going to wait till 1:42 to hear who you think's going to win the game. Can we get a hint?
Would you get off of
that?
Can we get a
hint?
You know
what?
I don't want to do my picks until the end of the hour.
Can we at least get
at
a
the
hint
end of the
on
show
who you think might win the game?
Yeah, either Pittsburgh or Kansas City. One of the two I will pick.
This is unbelievable. Ron in Mount Lebanon, what's up? You there? Ron in Mount
Lebanon. As always, I look for Kansas City to beat the Steelers on Sunday, Joe. Roethlisberger is a drama queen. We've heard now this whole week about the Roethlisberger. He'll play on Sunday, but this team is an undisciplined mess. Okay, turnovers, penalties. There's really no improvement from last year, and I think Kareem Hunt's going to run roughshod over the Steeler defense. Patrick Mahomes is no Alex Smith. This guy is a budding star. He's going to salivate when he sees Artie Burns and Hayden or Sutton on the corners. Like I say, I see really no improvement from that defense. And like I say, this team is an undisciplined mess. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
Ron, the line is
love the ending.
The line is 4.5, Ron. I'd bet that Mount Lebanon house of yours on it if you're that convinced about it.
Man.
Yeah, you know,
I love the
he's
ending.
Called in here before, you know. We in the media are accused often of being too negative. How about that guy?
But he ended on a positive note.
He wanted us to have a good day.
I think he sincerely meant that.
I don't believe that for 1 second, but that's okay.
What about this secondary? And what about Mahomes and all his weapons against? Here's what I think about the defense before I ask you about that. I think that this defense is worse than it was last season when Ryan Shazier was on the field. But it's much better. It couldn't not be better than the one they put on the field in Jacksonville. Would you agree with
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I mean, you're missing one of the premier players in the league in Shazier, so it's not going to be as good. I was pleasantly surprised against Cleveland. I know it's Cleveland. I know it's Tyrod Taylor. I get that. But I was pleasantly surprised with how Bostic played, with how Bud Dupree played, and the secondary played.
This defense was not terrible last season with Shazier. It was a top 10 defense.
But it was terrible after he went out.
Sure. In fact, it won them games early as the offense, Le'Veon,
and Ben struggled the whole first half of the season.
And they were winning low-scoring games. A few that pop to mind are Indy, Detroit, games like that, and Kansas City, where they would win largely on account of their defense.
Cleveland in the opener.
This defense is worse than that defense was, but by the end, they were just horrendous in that playoff game. I mean, Sean Spence walked off his couch to play in that game, Ron. So this defense has to be better than that.
You can't lose a great player like Shazier and not have an impact.
Do you think they've done enough to replace him?
Again, I said I was pleasantly surprised the first game. Let's see what they do against a much stiffer test this week.
Going to be interesting. Top of the hour, Penguins open training camp. Still have a chance to really be a dynasty, quite frankly. They still have a chance to go 3-4. Let's talk about the Penguins' main storylines as they open camp.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.